Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, June 17, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Religious vilification hits Christians again in Australia. Christians in India facing more violence, a cover-up is suspected. And a new Bible tool provides a great boost to prison ministries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Evangelical Christianity is under attack in Victoria, Australia. Two pastors were convicted of vilifying Islam. Now, a prison inmate has brought suit against the Salvation Army. Their Bible-based Alpha course condemns witchcraft in violation of Victoria's 2001 Racial and Religious Intolerance Act. Salt Shakers Peter Stokes says Christian apathy has contributed to this.
We said right at the beginning this would affect evangelism, and lo and behold, praise God, this case was brought, which clearly affects evangelism. And I think it's God's message to the church.
Stokes believes that this could be a turning point for seeing the law overturned by the state's legislature, but
I can't ask people to pray that the case be dismissed, because in fact I think there's a lot more waking up to be done. And for this case to go on at least a little while longer will show people that Christianity is under threat.
Alpha workers and the Salvation Army have filed a motion to strike out the case, but the judge hasn't ruled yet. Next, Christians say militant Hindus are covering up murder. Dr. M.A. Thomas, founder of Hope Givers International, says militant fanatics have started spreading propaganda that falsely portrays the killings of pastors as business disputes or routine criminal attacks rather than what it really is, organized terrorism. Hope Givers is asking Christians to mobilize prayer and aid for the widows and affected communities. The violence isn't expected to end as many are turning to Christ in India. You're listening to Mission Network News. Father's Day this weekend in the United States is a reminder that the breakdown of the family impacts the very heart of U.S. society. Prisons are filled with many inmates who grew up without a father. Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says they're seeking to restore the family by getting to the deepest need.
We're trying to put these men and women in touch with a Heavenly Father who really, truly cares for them and will be there for them, so that we can rebuild society from the ground up, one inmate, one family at a time.
Crossroad provides discipleship and mentoring to meet that need. Scheringa says the church needs to be active because
the church, I think, is central, absolutely central. In fact, the church is society's only hope for restoring the family.
This Father's Day, pray that many inmates in the U.S. will come to know the life-changing love of the Heavenly Father. Elsewhere, Operation Starting Line is a sweeping evangelistic outreach that links the resources of over 25 Christian groups with believers from local churches. International Bible Society's Rich Blanco says they got involved when they introduced a special Bible specific to prison ministry.
They asked us to incorporate a Bible study that was actually written by the Navigators in the Bible. So we've done this special edition. In addition to the Navigator's Bible study, there's also a response card where prison inmates can sign up for a correspondence course through Crossroads Ministry.
Blanco explains why they felt it was necessary to provide this unique resource.
There's some prison institutions that only allow the inmates to have a limited amount of resources, and that really helps the inmate get a really effective scripture and Bible study material, just in case they're not able to go to a service or a Bible study that's being offered.
And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism gives us an update on the aftermath of a devastating fire in Ukraine. The investigation on the fire that damaged the Church Ministries Institute has been closed. ABWE now needs $125,000 for fire-related repairs. But the best news is that rather than shutting down, the students moved to a temporary location where two courses have already been conducted. Please pray that the ministry will continue to move forward. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to financially support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. If you do it online, we'll send you our newly designed Mission Network News t-shirt. Go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.